Hey team, welcome to the Professionally Offensive Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Cabrera. This is the spot where we provide raw, unfiltered insights from some amazing guests. Stand by, you're about to be offended in all the right ways. All right, team, welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the power of the outdoors. Now, for those of you who've tuned into this show before, you know that this is a common theme in the conversations we have with founders, adventurers, entrepreneurs, operators, explorers, and everyone in between. The reason for that is one, well, my personal experience of being in the military and being on mountains and doing these kinds of things in the outdoors and running a company called Wild Whisper, which is what we do with bringing leaders, executives, their teams into everything from the Alaska wilderness to racing rally cars. We believe that having an experience not only that's tangible and highly engaging as being the hallmark of just really good human connection, but also putting them in an outdoor environment where they have to deal with the weather, they have to deal with the uncertainty and the ambiguity that comes with an environment that no longer is very familiar to our society because we spend a lot of time in cubicles in good AC. We find that those environments and those experiences really do create not only strong teams, but really strong people, just because there's a lot of natural teaching that happens by simply being in the environment. So what I want to share with you today about is the core things I find as major reasons why you ought to consider going outside and spending an extended period outside. Now, for those who do it already, this is probably not new news. It'll just be a reminder and maybe some galvanization that what you're doing, keep doing. For those who've thought about doing it or maybe never thought about doing it, I'm hoping this gives you some strong consideration points as to why you might want to just take an overnight trip somewhere and just see what happens. So let's kick off with the first reason. The power of the outdoors comes from a pure sense of simplicity. I think that when you go outside, you really get to focus on just what matters. And at the end of the day, oftentimes it just matters that you get from point A to point B. And that's it. It's kind of nice. You don't have to really overcomplicate that mission. And how many times do we do that in the workplace, right? How many times do we do that in our lives? We overcomplicate just getting to B. Now, simple doesn't mean easy. Simple usually is involved and you have to be intentional. You got to take the right gear. You got to take the right people. You got to have the right mindset. You got to have the right physical fitness, maybe as you're doing it. But the reality of it is you're getting to be. That's the end state. How many times in a business meeting or some other things you've kind of trying to get to be, but now that C comes in and there's a little detour off to G, right? It gets really complicated. Now you're trying to get to B3. It's really odd, right? But when you go outdoors, you start on a trailhead, you start in the mountains somewhere, you start on a path, and you are trying to either get to the other side of that mountain. You're trying to go out and back. And so your B might be your A and where you started. But getting to B is really the key. And so the simplicity of the outdoors is powerful because it really strips away all the things that we normally do to complicate things in our lives. The next thing is a positive factor for being in some pretty far off places way in the backcountry. Now, some might disagree, but I think it's the essence of being outdoors, and it's a great accountability tool, which is, or I should say forcing mechanism, which is you have no signal, which means you get clarity. No signal equals clarity. There's no phones. There's no Slack channels. There's no emails popping through. There's no way for you to be plugged in with the world you just came from. And what's nice about that is that all those micro decisions and all those what I call revving and neutral decisions that are going on in your mind, after a day or so start to just fall away. And really all you're thinking about at that point in time is just what's in front of you. Your next meal, your next waypoint, your next water refill. Those kinds of things become liberating because you no longer now are wondering if that last thing you said in the meeting is, you know, landed well, or if you're doing this next big project and if you got the right funding for it. None of that stuff is bothering you out there. All the things that you're concerned about, they quite frankly can add into the trivial bucket, right? Maybe they're not as big of a deal as you think they are. They start to fall away, and all you're focused on is really clearing that brain. I equate the no signal equals clarity to being in a house, being in your room that's kind of full of junk. You got laundry in one corner, you have your computer bag and, you know, on your table there, on your end table, you got your phone and a bunch of cords everywhere, your blankets and sheets aren't made up. It's just a mess. When you go outdoors, it basically gets someone in that room to clear all the entire room for you. So all you have is your essentials. You got a bed to sleep in, you got a nightlight, right? And you have just maybe a nice book to read. That's it. It's really great to have that clarity. As you gain that clarity, I also find that being in the outdoors is also about pushing outside your comfort zone. You see, we live in a society today where living in perfect 71 or 72 or 68 degrees in your office, you can do that. Getting food delivered right to you, it's right there. You just got to push a button on an app or make a quick phone call. If you need to take a break and go to the restroom and freshen up, it's just right down the hall. And guess what? If you don't want to have to deal with the world right now and all the problems you got, you can just throw on a video or scroll through your phone and just kind of escape for a little while. That creates comfort, and that comfort creates softness, which in a lot of ways creates a lack of happiness, lack of joy. I found that being in the outdoors puts you in a constant state of discomfort. You're always a little too hot, a little too cold, you're sweating, you got bugs around you, can't really just get settled in. That air mattress isn't quite, you know, that pad that you're sleeping on isn't quite filled at the right level, and so you're kind of feeling the ground too much. The food you just ate maybe didn't sit just quite well. Those things that kind of suck a little bit are the things that kind of keep you in the moment, though. They keep you present, right? They keep you in an environment where growth can actually happen. And if you've never been in a situation before where you had to do something hard and then you did, and then you end up growing from it, right? I would tell you, go experience the outdoors. There's magic that happens from that. We all know that. We all know that if we do something that sucks, it may suck for a little while, but we will end up using that as a way to springboard our growth into the next idea, into the next mission, into the next venture. Being outside your comfort zone also builds reference points, core points there, that allows you to stay the course when you're doing hard things. I found that a lot of folks that I engage with oftentimes just start something and then they quit too soon. And a lot of that quitting has nothing to do with it actually going down the drain or the business not working or the venture not doing what it needs to do or your family not quite being where you wanted to be. A lot of it has to do with this anticipation that you're not really sure if you can make it or you want to make it. Well, the nice thing about going to the outdoors is a great training ground that, hey, when you're on mile 17 of mile 26, you kind of have to keep going if you want to get out of there, right? And once you kind of push through that mental block and you get there, you realize what you're made of, you figured it out. And then you end up telling yourself, well, if I could do that, what else can I do? And then you start seeing the rest of these problems in your life very similar to that time you spent outdoors. That, hey, you know, I had a moment where I didn't know if I could go any further. But in a weird way, I didn't have a choice. So I had to keep pushing through, which means that I got to prove something to myself that otherwise I would have had the luxury of being comfortable and deciding not to have to pursue. So being outside your comfort zone, it's a really great reason to go outside. Complemented with being outside your comfort zone is a thing I called shared suffering. Now you might be saying, Joseph, what the heck does suffering have to do with being a good idea of going outside? I've found that good people doing tough things always equals greatness. And to me, there's no better way to build real connection with others than to do something together that sucks. Hardship is the best mortar for your bricks. Not those backyard barbecues and those boat festivals that you're on and none of that. That stuff, if you put it in between your bricks that you're trying to lay a foundation in, it's going to blow right over in the first light storm. But you put hardship as the mortar in between those bricks, it ain't going anywhere. Even the strongest hurricanes can't blow that structure down. Shared suffering not only builds those physical, mental connective tissues that remind you about how strong you can be, but also makes you realize the humanness of being together. The things we're good at, the things we're not good at, and those near miss moments that we get to celebrate later down the road because you know what, we got through it together. If you've seen military movies before, or if you've been in the military, if you've been on a extreme adventure out there in the mountains or jungle, whatever, if you've ever gotten back with a group of folks and you really endured something that was really tough, right? Maybe you're, you know, humid, it was nasty the whole time, you had stomach sickness, you almost got lost on trail there that it put you in a really bad spot. Maybe you just kind of missed an avalanche, you know, situation that kind of happened on the mountain. Maybe you almost lost your life out there in a firefight. Whatever it might be, those things you will find that as you witness those people after the fact, they're really tight. And that's not by accident. Suffering together creates really strong bonds. It's like a tragedy in your life. If you ever done something with your family or your best friend or whatever, that didn't go quite well, but you were there together, those bonds only get tighter. So I love the outdoors because it gives you the opportunity to suffer together. With suffering comes vulnerability. Some of the best conversations I've ever had were around a campfire, were around a campsite, were on the trail, were hiking up a mountain, were climbing. Those are the best conversations you have. And the reason is because you really get to see people. There's no hiding. There's no titles. There's no board decks. There's none of that stuff that would normally just fog up your field of view. You get to see somebody for who they are. You get to see somebody maybe not in their best moment, right? You get to see somebody who just had a hard day hiking up the mountain and are finally getting a little bit of reprieve. And you get to really see each other in a way that allows you to ask questions and listen in a way. The conversations I found go longer, and I found that they're more pure. You get to actually ask the questions that are beyond the small talk. So the vulnerability aspect comes out really strongly when you're in the outdoors. And if you've never experienced it, I highly recommend spending a day or two out there and just paying attention to the kind of conversations you have. They're super different than the conversations you have in the break room. And the last thing that I'll share here about the power of the outdoors and why it's something you ought to consider, just the act of watching nature do its thing. We can learn a lot from God's creation. I'm always in awe of watching nature, watching the animals, watching the birds, watching the way fungi grow, the way the winds blow, the way animals create shelters, patterns, the sun and the moon, the stars, breeze, all the things, the way a river flows, all those things are amazing. And the reason they're amazing to me is because they're actually super pragmatic. Nature doesn't really do anything that doesn't make sense, right? There's a reason nature's doing what it's doing. Humans are the opposite. We do a bunch of junk that doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't even matter, right? And then we end up tiring ourselves out and wonder why. In nature, even the cycle of life, have you seen animals that, you know, hunt prey or whatever? Although that can be kind of an intense experience for some folks, when you think about what's going on there, it's simply to eat. So there's a really just practical essence about when nature does what it's doing. It's about eating, it's about sleeping, it's about hunting, it's shelter, it's family, right? It's managing a pride, it's managing a pack of wolves, it's managing a nest. Those things are really neat to observe because if you think about it and you take that in your own life, how many times are we just neglecting the very practical things that we need to be doing in our lives? We're getting really fancy and a little over the top on the things that we want to showcase. Maybe because we got told that's what we need to do, or maybe because that's what we feel like we need to do. But when I go out in nature, I'm always reminded about how simple things ought to be. And again, simple isn't easy. Simple is very involved, but it is pretty straightforward. I think that the outdoors is a really great classroom. I've learned more by sitting and watching nature do its thing than I probably have in any classroom and ever in my life. And so when you consider going outdoors, really just think about it in addition to the things that I mentioned, just the ability to observe a really great lecture that has no words accompanying with it. So the next time that you consider going outdoors and you wonder, what am I going to get out of this, Joseph? I think you're going to get a sense of simplicity. You're going to understand that things that are straightforward are good for us. You're going to have this forcing mechanism to reach clarity by having no abilities to be hooked into the world, right? No signal. You're going to get outside your comfort zone and you're going to suffer with other people. That's really going to build not only great connection between a team, but it's also going to give you a sense of confidence that maybe you didn't have before. You're going to see really what you're tested and made from. And I've heard this when folks have gone on expeditions with us, they come back and go, you know, I didn't think I could do that. Now that I can, I've been pursuing things that I never would have tried before just because I did something crazy with y'all. And now let me see what else I can do. This whole experience gives you a sense of vulnerability and gives you a really great opportunity to have deep conversations, ones that matter. And finally, nature. God's creation. That classroom is amazing. There's a ton you can see out there that really can educate you beyond the things that you can read in any book. And if you haven't any opportunity to do that, I just ask you, if you ever get an opportunity to, we're going to be heading to Alaska here pretty soon. And oftentimes what I'll do is I'll sit there watching a scene where eagles and we got a mountain backdrop and we got a river flowing and you're doing nothing but just watching. It's not just peaceful, but you're also absorbing all the little micro lessons there that come with just being out there and observing this really epic ecosystem and how all these things interact with each other. So highly encourage that you get outside, even if it's just for a night or an overnight, do it. Then it might lead to a week, it might lead to a month of being outside. And for some folks, I've seen them take off for years and never come back. But if you get a chance to, you'll find how grounding it'll be. Some of your best business ideas will come from that. And more importantly, you get a really strong sense of clarity before you head back in to the quote unquote real world. All right, y'all, that's all I got. And we'll see you on the high ground. Thanks for tuning in. We want to hear from you. So do me a solid, leave us a review. We read every comment. If you got value from what you heard today, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, share it with a friend. Thanks for being on the team. We'll see you on the high ground. JC out.